again, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm Justine Ward, your host, and this week we bring you a tribute to another of America's best-loved comics. Groucho Marx got his start in vaudeville with his brothers, and they found out they could make people laugh. Their uncle Al Sheen, one of the famous comedy duo, Gallagher and Sheen, helped them with their material, and it wasn't long before they were hits on Broadway. They went on to make the famous Marx Brothers movies of the 1930s. Groucho Marx always enjoyed being on radio, but his tendency to ad-lib left radio producers very nervous. When they came up with the quiz show format of You Bet Your Life, it was such a good way to showcase Groucho's improv skills that it was an immediate hit. Before that, he appeared as a guest on many programs and hosted his own as well. Our first half hour is devoted to a show Groucho hosted in 1944, sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer, called Blue Ribbon Town. This episode features Jack Benny as his special guest. Enjoy Blue Ribbon Town, starring Groucho Marx, first broadcast February 26, 1944, on CBS.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer presents Blue Ribbon Town, starring Groucho Marx with his special guest, Jack Benny.
Come on down, down to Blue Ribbon Town, where you'll down your day we can.
With Jack Benny visiting us, there's plenty of excitement in Blue Ribbon Town tonight. Ready and eager to greet their famous guests are Faye McKenzie, Bill Days, Leo Gorsi, Robert Al Brewster and his Blue Ribbon Blenders, yours truly, Ken Niles, and the leading citizen of Blue Ribbon Town, our happy host of hilarious hijinks, Groucho Marx.
Gosh, Faye, this is certainly a red-letter day in Blue Ribbon Town with Jack Benny coming to visit us.
Certainly is, Bill.
Say, Groucho, you never did tell us what your visit to Jack Benny last Sunday was like.
I had a wonderful time, and his rates weren't too high either.
Oh, Mr. Marx, you don't really mean that Jack Benny charged you.
I don't know, Bill, but that was the first time I ever sat in a rocking chair with a meter on it. But I must say, the dinner Jack prepared was very nice. He had a beautiful golden brown turkey on the table.
Say, that was very generous of Jack.
Yes, it was. A very unusual turkey, too.
What do you mean?
It was the first turkey I ever ate made out of grape nut flakes.
Was the stuffing good?
Yes, it was. If you like more grape nut flakes.
Well, did you meet Phil Harris? I think he's awfully cute.
Yes, he is. Cute and ignorant. You should have heard what he told me when I asked him if he liked the songs of Rimsky-Korsakov.
Why? What'd he say?
He thought they were a great team and wanted to know which one did the lyrics, Rimsky or Korsakov. And when I asked him about Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, he wanted to know what hotel it was in. Well, everybody knows it's the ambassador.
Hey, Marcy! Is our distinguished guest here yet?
Well, everybody's entitled to one mistake, and here's Mother Nature's Leo Gordon.
Hey, Marcy, I just heard you talking about Phil Harris. You know, he's an old schoolmate of mine. Gee, I ain't seen Phil since we was in the fifth grade together.
You ain't?
No, just think. 2 whole years has slid by. Say, Marcy, did you enjoy yourself at Jack Benny's house last Sunday?
Yes, I did, Gorsi, but I'm always glad to be back here in Blue Ribbon Town with my own happy little family.
You're right, Groucho. We are one happy little family. I like you so much, Groucho.
And I like you, Faye.
And I like you too, Mr. Marx.
And I like you, Bill.
And Marcy, I like you likewise.
And Gorsi, I like you lengthwise. But really, kids, I am fond of you. Ah, my happy little family. I feel like taking you all in my arms. You, Bill, and you, Gorsi, and you, Faye. Hey, Bill, why don't you and Gorsi get out and make more room for Faye? Jack Benny's main reason for coming up here is to get a complete vacation. He's mentally worn out from doing his radio show for so long.
I can understand that. Jack Benny's certainly been on the air a long time, hasn't he?
He certainly has. Why, Benny's been on the air so long, he can remember when John wasn't even married to his first wife. I don't want you to mention a single word about radio to Jack Benny or to do anything that will even remind him of radio. You see, Benny has radioitis.
Oh, I get it. You mean he's allergic, huh?
Gorty, I bet you don't even know what allergic means.
Hey, certainly I do. Benny's allergic to radio like I'm allergic to jail.
Allergic to jail? I don't quite see the connection.
Well, every time I'm in jail, I break out.
While Gorsy's breaking out of jail, why don't you break in the song?
I'd like to, Ken. I'll sing Suddenly It's Spring from the Paramount picture, Lady in the Dark. Why is my heart dancing? Imagine dancing. You look at me and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing, not sighing? I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. High on a hilltop, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely, can I? And suddenly it's spring.
To me, the man.
There goes Niles again, bringing another Pat Pappy poet. Who is it this time, Niles?
Well, this is Simon the Swami. He's a crystal gazer and a very jovial person.
A jovial crystal gazer, eh?
Yes. How does he strike you?
I don't know how he strikes me, but I'd sure like to strike him.
You would? Why?
I've always wanted to strike a happy medium.
Silence! I'm Simon the Swami. My marvelous crystal can tell you if Mama is packing a pistol, and whether the step you are planning to take will land on a pillow or poison a snake. But these days I work gazing carefully through our gun sights for errors. I find very few. And during my leisure, I comfortably peer into crystal clear glasses of blue ribbon beer.
All over America, when people sit down for an hour or two of comfortable leisure, they always seem to call for a glass of mellow, delicious Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Since 1844, we've brewed and sold some of the world's finest beers. And today, Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest of all. Pabst, you know, is full flavor blended from 33 fine brews. And there's a whole century of brewing skill and knowledge in every delicious drop. Order it with confidence. Serve it with pride. For no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Well, I'm glad the kids all left. I want Jack Benny to feel like he's really going to get a rest from radio. Oh, there's Benny now, pulling out in a taxi cab. I'll open the door for him.
But driver, 35 cents. Can't be over 7 miles from here to the station. Well, all right.
Oh, hello, Groucho. Well, if it isn't Jack Benny, the last of the Waukegans. Come on, Jack. Come into my house. Relax. And make yourself comfortable.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And, Jack, I want you to know that I told everybody in town that you're here for arrest and that they're not to mention anything about radio you.
Thanks again, Groucho. I appreciate that. You know, Groucho, to me, you're just a friend. I've never regarded you as a radio comedian.
Don't look now, Jack, but you just lost a friend. Well, now that you're here, you may as well start relaxing. Just sit back in that easy chair there, and I'll get you a little snack I've prepared over there on the table.
Oh, good. I could eat a little something.
Here you are, a bowl of your favorite grape nut flakes.
Well, gee, thanks, Groucho. Wait a minute. You're supposed to pour cream over them, not Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
You take care of your sponsor, and I'll take care of mine.
Hey, Groucho, this is swell. It's the first time in years I've been able to have 2 minutes to myself without someone talking shop.
Jack, the word radio isn't ever going to be mentioned around here. Say, how about some music? I'll turn on the,
Yes?
How'd you like to listen to the vacuum cleaner? Maybe I can pick up Stardust.
No, I'd rather just sit here and take it easy and talk about other things than, you know what.
Suits me.
Well, what would you like to talk about, Groucho?
Oh, anything you'd like to talk about, Jack.
Well, I'd like to talk about anything you'd like to talk about, Groucho.
Well, that settles it. We'll talk about women. Say, how are you and Gladys Zbyszko? Are you still that way about each other?
Gladys?
Yeah.
No, we've, shall we say, fit? Pardon me, I didn't mean to serve it.
Well, that's too bad, Jack. Oh, by the way, Gladys was a waitress, wasn't she?
Yeah. Guys, I'm really broken up about it.
You really like her, Jack?
Yeah, I love her. Gee, she was cute. Used to get a lot of tips, too.
Well, that is true love. Oh, well, that's enough about women. Say, there's a great trout stream near here, Jack. How about you and me doing a little fishing?
No, I just want to relax.
No fishing?
No fishing.
All right, and let's talk about women again. Say, Jack, remember that little dance that we both went for when we were in Vaudeville? What was her name again?
You mean Lena Hackenberg?
Yeah, little Lena. Remember little Lena Hackenberg?
Yeah. I also remember that nasty trick you played just because she liked me better than you.
What do you mean?
Well, Lena always went for athletic men, and what she admired most about me was my flat, trim waistline. So you try to convince her that I wore a girdle.
Not true. I never said you wore a girdle.
No, you never said it, but every time I was out alone with her, you'd sneak up from behind and snap me.
Well, enough of reminiscing, Jack. How about going for a little walk and really seeing Blue Ribbon Town?
No, Groucho. I just want to sit here and relax.
No walking?
No walking.
Well, back to women again. Say, by the way, Jack, I have a picture of you and Lena Hackenbush upstairs that was taken 20 years ago.
God, Groucho, 20 years ago.
Would you get it for me? Gladly, Jack.
Say, is that the one where Lena's running her fingers through my hair?
That's the one.
Gee, I'd love to see Lena again.
And I bet you'd love to see
your hair again.
Well, I'll get the picture and be right back.
Well, Mr. Benny.
Yes, young man.
Mr. Benny, I'm Bill Days, one of Mr. Marks's happy Blue Ribbon Town family.
Glad to know you, kid. What's on your mind?
I sing.
Well, that's nice. When Groucho comes down, you can sing for him.
But I don't want to sing for Groucho. I want to sing for you, Mr. Benny.
Sing for me? What for?
Well, gosh, after you hearing me, I know you're going to want me on your program.
Look, kid, I came here to forget radio. Didn't Mr. Marks tell you not to bother me?
Yes, but, gee, I couldn't help it. Being on your show gives a person so much prestige.
Look, kid, You really think of that?
Yes, I do. Gosh, Mr. Benny, you're just about the best there is in your field.
Am I? Would you mind saying that a little louder, Bud?
Louder? Why?
Fred Allen doesn't hear as good as he used to.
Yes, Mr.
Older,
Benny.
You know?
Yes, Mr. Benny, you're absolutely top. The greatest there has ever been. You just don't realize it.
Oh, I do, too. Well, go ahead, kid. Sing. I don't mind. Go on. Smart kid. Got good taste, too, this kid. Really.
I used to be bewildered. Now I know. heavenly sweet. And of that we meet. Ever dreamed in my wildest dream that I'd fall quite so wholeheartedly. Now I know love is all that it's cracked up to be.
Do I get to be on your show, Mr. Benny?
Well, gosh, kid, I don't know. You're a tenor.
What's wrong with that? Don't you always have tenors? Kenny Baker, Dennis Day?
Yes, I never fail to have trouble with them about money. And then, kid, with tenors, you always have mother trouble. Now, tenors just seem to have mothers. I can't imagine why.
But, gee, don't you think having a mother is pretty true of most people?
Yes, I suppose so. But with tenors, somehow it's worse. Tenors have mothers who look like fathers. Besides, I already have a contract with Dennis Day, an extremely fine tenor, so you can see nothing, absolutely nothing, could make me change my mind.
But for such an opportunity, Mr. Benny, I'd even be willing to work for nothing.
Please, kid, I'm not... I wonder if Dennis's mother would slug me if I broke his contract. Kid, you say you'd be willing to work for nothing?
Well, practically. I'd be willing to accept $40 a week.
$40 a week? Who do you think you are, Lawrence Tibbet? Why, Dennis only gets $35 now. He thinks he gets $186,000, you know. On the other hand, if you'd be willing to work for...
Hold on there, Benny. A fine thing, a guest in my house trying to steal my tenor. There's nothing lower than a man who'd steal a tenor. Unless it's a man who'd steal a bass. I wouldn't have said that, Benny, except that the baseball season's just about to start. And have to give me that line about not talking shop.
But Groucho, I didn't approach him. He approached me.
That's right, Mr. Marks. I'm sorry, but I couldn't resist the opportunity to get on his show. Do you realize that being with Jack Benny automatically means being a great success?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's true. Name one person on Jack Benny's show who hasn't become a famous man.
All right. Mary Livingston. Now, run along, and let's not hear any more of this.
Well, well, Jack Benny, I'm certainly glad to see you.
Glad to see you, Ken Niles.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Benny, I've been wanting to talk to you for a long time. Yes, sir, you need an announcer like me on your show.
You too, Niles.
Oh, quiet, Groucho. I'm talking to a radio star. You know, Jack, Don Wilson's not laughing like he used to. That booming quality, that wonderful chuckle, those real honest-to-goodness guffaws, he just doesn't have it anymore.
He doesn't?
No. Now, just try me out. I'll throw you a feed line for an old joke. Any old joke.
The way he throws himself at the man is degrading.
Let's see. Say, Jack, who's that lady I saw you with last night?
Oh, well, all right. That was no lady, Ken. That was my wife.
Isn't that wonderful? That's marvelous, isn't it?
Isn't it revolting?
Well, what do you say, Mr. Benny? Am I better than Don Wilson?
Well, I don't know. Wilson is fatter than you. He has more to laugh with.
Well, I admit Don Wilson's a lot fatter than I am, but... Name one thing he can do that I can't do.
Well, Wilson can take a shower without getting his feet wet. Niles, you don't want to really leave me, do you? I thought we were one big happy family here.
Yeah, but this is Jack Benny, the Jack Benny.
So I'm Groucho Marx, the Groucho Marx. So what?
That's what I say. So what?
I know how you feel, son. Sometimes I even try to forget I'm Jack Benny.
Yes, but it's such a thrill when he remembers.
Well, Mr. Benny,
you there must be a joke in here for me sometime.
You want me to help you look, Jack?
Yes. Mr. Benny, you haven't given me a chance. You haven't heard me do a commercial. Just listen.
Now, will you get out of here and let Benny and me go back to where what we were discussing?
Oh, women. Well, while you're on the subject of beautiful women, Groucho.
I defy you to make a commercial out of that one.
Don't be too sure. Did you ever stop to think that a beautiful woman is a perfect blend of lovely attributes? Her smile, her grace, her lovely face, and so forth.
There he goes with that magic word, blend.
It is a magic word, Groucho, especially when it comes to beer. You see, skillful blending of a number of different brews brings a smoothness and mellowness to beer that you just can't get any other way. Pabst, you know, is full flavor blended from no fewer than 33 fine brews. That's why a glass of Pabst is like an old friend. Its welcoming flavor is always the same. Always delightful. Remember, there's a century of brewing skill in every delicious drop of Pabst Blue Ribbon. A 100-year tradition of hospitality in every sparkling glass. So, order it with confidence. Serve it with pride. For no matter where you go, there is no finer beer, no finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Well, there it is, Mr. Benny. Think it over. I'll be waiting. For your answer, toodle-doo.
Shall we dance? Fine, happy family I've got. That's the second traitor who wants to desert me.
Isn't a fine rest I'm having away from radio. I had to come back for that line, you know.
Hello, Groucho.
Hello, Faye. I'd like
oh,
to...
Oh, you don't have to introduce him. Anybody'd know this is Jack Benny.
Oh, I guess I am rather easy to recognize.
Oh, yes, I've seen you in pictures, and I could tell it was you by your kind eyes, your strong, manly jaw, your big, brawny arms rippling with muscles.
Would you mind saying that a little softer, please?
Softer? Why?
My draft board is listening in.
Oh, but Mr. Benny, you do have such a nice physique, such a trim, fit waistline.
Well, I... Groucho Marx, you snapped me again.
There's never a shortage of rubber around Benny.
You know, you're quite attractive, Miss McKenzie.
Oh, thanks, but don't call me Miss McKenzie. You can call me Daisy.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can call me Jaxie Poo.
And you can call me when my stomach returns to normal.
You know, Faisy,
in about 3 months.
You know, Faisy, now that I've met you, I'm going to hate leaving Blue Ribbon Town. Too bad you don't live in Hollywood. We could see more of each other.
Well, Jaxie Poo, I'd love to live in Hollywood if I thought I could find a job there.
Well, Faisy Poo, I'm a rather important man in Hollywood. I could probably line up some sort of a position for you.
Oh, Poo, how wonderful. I know I'll be very happy working on your show.
Poo? Was that Poo or Pew? P-O-O. Well, Miss McKenzie... I did not offer you a job on my show. I came here to forget my show.
Oh, but Jaxie Poo, how can you forget your show? A great comedian like you. Why, as far as I'm concerned, you're the grand old man of radio.
Don't let my gray hair fool you. I'm just breaking it in for a silver fox. Say, I'm really not old. It's just that I began my career so young. 30 years ago, while I was just a knee pan.
Yes, and he looked awfully funny. A grown man of 25 running around in knee pants. Running around in knee panty poo. Excuse me while I answer the phone. Jack, excuse me while I answer the phone.
That never happens on my show.
Everything happens on our show. Hello? No, goodbye.
Who was that, Groucho?
It was the wrong number. That's never happened on any other show before either.
Hiya, Marty. Hiya, Mr. B. Say, I've been listening to your programs lots of times, and I think it's great.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed, Mr. G, but I don't care to discuss.
There's one thing wrong, however. That guy, Phil Harris, detracts from the refinement and culture of the program.
You really think so?
There ain't a participle of a doubt. And believe me, the lack of culture is a terrible curse that should be visited on no man.
You're absolutely right, Gossy Pooh. So please stop visiting me.
Not only is Phil Harris ignorant, but he also has a terrible vocal fury. The guy knows nothing about nothing, especially grammar. Not only can't he conjugate conjugation, but he can't even subjunct subjunction.
Boy, what a soliloquy.
See, what you should do, Benny, is get someone to take Harris's place. Someone who's got class, refinement, and education. In other words, me.
That's more than I had on the whole program.
I'll tell you,
listening to you, Gorsy, Phil Harris sounds like Anthony Eden.
Well, I know my speech ain't so hot, but my writing is very audible. Speak on that, Benny. I'll see you later.
Some happy family I've got, Jack. Everybody has tried to leave me for your radio show.
Yes, in fact, Rochester's was the only job that nobody wanted.
Yeah, some happy family, all right. What loyalty? They don't even know the meaning of the word. Loyalty, faith. Semper Fidelis is discouraging.
Oh, come, Groucho. Chin up. Carry on.
No, Jack. Without the loyalty, without the faith of those one holds dear, life becomes nothing but a hollow mockery, a sham. A mere existence hardly worth continuing.
I wouldn't try so hard, Groucho. It's too late for the Academy Award, you know?
He just has scars that never felt a wound.
Oh, I know you're hurt, Groucho, but after all...
You're a good friend, Jack, but don't try to soften the blow. I'm disappointed in my so-called friend. Wanted to leave me to go with your show. It hurts, Jack. It hurts here. Now it hurts there, too.
There, Groucho, don't take it so hard.
I can't help it, Jack. There's only one thing left for me to do now.
What's that?
Mr. Benny, how about you all let me take Rochester's place?
Mr. Benny, if you want to hear how I deliver an important message on the show, just grab an earful of this. Neighbors, income taxes are vital to the support of our government. Right now, I'd like to let everybody in on a message I have here from Uncle Sam. He considers the prompt filing of income tax returns so important this year that he's asking everybody to find out what they owe him just as soon as possible. Don't wait until the March 15th deadline. Find out where you stand. You may owe more or less than you think. Get straightened out early. If you haven't received forms, write the office of your local collector of internal revenue immediately for forms and information. You can find out his address at your nearest bank or post office. If you need help with filing your returns, you can get it free of charge at the same office. But ask for it in time to avoid the rush. Remember, file early. It's more important this year than ever before.
Well, Groucho... It's time for me to leave. I want to thank you for your hospitality.
It was nice having you, Jack. Thanks for coming down. You must visit me again sometime.
I'll be glad. By the way, who's your guest next week?
Everett Horton. He's having trouble with his income tax, and he wants me to help him figure it out.
Groucho, I didn't know you were good at that sort of thing. Do you really know how to fill out those income tax forms?
Oh, yes. In fact, I helped Dorothy Lamour with her income tax last year, and you know how well her form is filled out.
Well, good night, Groucho. Now, wait a minute, fellas. Get this very clever line they gave me to end the program with. Oh, this will be a scream. Wait till you hear this. Good night, Groucho. I'll be listening next week.
I suppose you think mine is any better, huh? Listen to the one they gave me. So long, Jack Benny. Thanks again. Good night, neighbors.
Want the real lowdown on how to laugh off your income tax? Don't forget to listen to Groucho Marx telling Everett Horton all about it next Saturday. All the rest of our regulars will be on hand, so join in the fun and come on down. This program is directed by Dick Mack and is brought to you by the Fast Brewing Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and we are continuing our series on classic radio comedy. This week, we salute radio comedian Groucho Marx. Next, we present You Bet Your Life, an ad-libbed quiz show that ran for 13 years on radio and was also on television. It was transcribed, and they let it run long, so only the most entertaining bits would make it onto the show. Also, the network executives knew Groucho Marx might say anything, and extra time gave them a chance to cut out certain of his double entendres. This is You Bet Your Life, Secret Word Heart, first broadcast February 20th, 1952 on NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is heart, H-E-A-R-T. And Groucho, in just a few minutes, there'll be big news about America's most exciting new car, the DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
Oh, really?
You bet your life. The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, General Marx. My hat's in the ring. Well, here I am again, George, with $2,000 for one of our couples.
Oh, Groucho, we invited some taxicab drivers to the program tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Vernon Brown. His partner is a young lady with an interesting occupation, Miss Betty Farrell. Folks, come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. And don't forget, in just a few minutes, we'll all hear about America's most exciting new car, the DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Remember that name, Fire Dome 8. Now, if you say the secret word, you divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Miss Betty Farrell and Mr. Vernon Brown, a likely-looking duo, especially Betty. Where are you from, Betty?
Originally from Clarksburg, West Virginia.
And you're a cab driver?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
31st and Main Street, Los Angeles.
That's a nice city out there, too. You're shaking a little. Is your meter running? Or...
No, I'm on waiting time.
Are you married, Vinan?
Yes, sir.
You are, huh? How'd you meet your wife?
Oh, I met her at a USO dance when I was in the service.
You were in the service?
Yes, sir.
What branch were you in?
I was in the Air Sea Rescue in the Army Air Force.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Betty?
29.
29? Well, yes. I thought you were about 19.
Thank you very much.
Are you sure you're 29?
Oh, I wouldn't lie to you.
Well, that's besides the point. How do you know you're 29?
Well, it says so on my birth certificate.
Let's see it.
Oh, I don't have it with me.
Could I see it some other time?
Uh-huh.
There's all kinds of ways, you know. You just don't have to ask for a phone number. Birth certificate, driving license, anything. Draft card. Are you married?
No.
Oh, there's good news tonight. Just call me Gabriel Marx, huh? Now, what shall I call you, Vernon? Cabby, Hacky, or just, hey, you?
Oh, just Brownie.
Brownie, eh? You're pretty big Brownie, I should say. Who do you drive for?
A yellow cab in Los Angeles.
Oh. I should think you'd be driving a brown cab, and your name would be Yellow. How long have you been a cab jockey?
Oh, over a period of 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Where do you drive this hack?
All over Southern California.
Really? Have you tried driving it up the Los Angeles River? Suppose I was down in San Diego. Now, would you drive down there and pick me up?
Well, we're not allowed to pick up loads outside the city.
Well, thank you, not to regard me as a load. There's no law that says you can't get loaded in San Diego. Just what do you mean by that, Mr. B?
Well, each city has their own franchise cab, so we have to pick up our loads in the city of Los Angeles.
Let me see. What hours do you drive your hack?
Well, they have different shifts, but I work the 11 to 8 shift days.
Mm-hmm. If you drove it as soda, you wouldn't have to shift. You realize that?
Oh, yeah, they're a very fine machine.
Don't call it a machine, eh? It sounds like... What sort of work do you do, Betty?
I'm in concert management, Groucho.
Oh. Who do you work for?
Moss, Heyman, and Wilson.
Moss, Heyman, and Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
What's your position in this outfit?
I'm called an executive secretary.
By whom?
By him.
Well, do you do much running in that office?
Oh, constantly. I'm like the proverbial fullback, actually. They give me the signals, and then I try and run the plays.
Those fellows, Morris, Heyman, and Wilson, must be on the offensive platoon. Well, tell me, Betty, what are your duties besides eluding the Three Stooges?
I'll never be able to go back to work after that.
You won't have to, Betty.
Well,
I have some ideas on that subject myself. Well, let's climb back in your cab, Ronnie. And tell me, do you enjoy your work, Vernon?
I certainly do. That's the only job you can be a little late on, and you're practically your own boss. And if you want to take a little time out for a little extracurricular activities, you can.
By Vernon. What a racket you got. You've got the only job in the world where you can pick up a blonde, charge her 20 cents a mile, and then expect a tip. What do you charge for riding in your cab, Vernon?
Oh, it's 50 cents for the first drop and 10 cents for each additional two-fifths mile.
Wait a minute. You drop your fare and charge him 50 cents? You charge extra for backing up over him?
No,
what do you mean by drop?
Well, when you get in the cab and sit down, why, we drop the flag. That's 50 cents.
Suppose I don't sit down. Suppose I stand up all the way. Tell me that.
Well, the law won't allow us to take care of you that way.
What do you mean?
We can't haul you standing up.
Not even if I give my seat to a lady? Suppose I prefer standing. What then?
You'll just have to take a bus.
I was going to give you a big tip, but now I won't. That crack just cost you a nickel, old boy. Well, you're a charming couple, and I've enjoyed this little chat. It's been most restful.
Oh, thank you.
Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play Your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000 question. Right now, I want you to listen carefully to this. It's the big DeSoto announcement we've all been waiting for.
Presenting the most spectacular new car ever built. The DeSoto Fire Dome 8, with a famous 160-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine. This revolutionary new engine has hemispherical or dome-shaped combustion chambers, a design that gives you more work per unit of fuel. And that means the DeSoto Fire Dome 8, operating on regular gasoline, actually outperforms other cars using premium fuels. It means when you get behind the wheel of the exciting new DeSoto Fire Dome 8, you get instant acceleration. You go from a standing start to cruising speeds in a matter of brief seconds. And at any speed range, you have reserve power. Power to spare should you need it. Yes, friends, the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8 has power written all over it. So tomorrow, go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealer and see the new 160-horsepower DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. George?
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later in the show.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected familiar sections of cities. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you try?
19.
19? You don't even consult this with Betty, huh?
No, they always tell me men handle the money, so I'll just go along with it.
Not in my book. In what city do you find Greenwich Village?
New York.
New York is right.
You're on your way. You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $39 will you bet on your second question?
38.
In what American city do you find the Basin Street section?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is right.
You now have $77.
How much are you going to bet?
76.
Here's your third question. $76. In what city do you find the Nob Hill section?
San Francisco.
San Francisco is right.
You now climb to $153.
And is your last chance to be the other couples? How much are you going to go for?
$152.
Okay. In what city do you find the loop?
Chicago.
Chicago is right.
And
look at that, kid.
You wind up with $305.
Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
A man from a hardware store and a housewife were chosen, Groucho, just before we went on the air. And here they are, Mrs. Enriqueta Vasio and Mr. Peter Lang. Come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Let's see now. Enriqueta Vasio?
Enriqueta Vasio.
Vasio and Peter Lang. And Mrs. Enrique, how do you pronounce it?
Enriqueta.
Enriqueta Vasio, huh?
Well, if you want to call it that way.
I can see I'm going to have trouble. What does your husband call you?
He calls me Mujercita.
And what do you call him?
Corazoncito.
And after that, I suppose you start slugging each other. What is that in English?
Well, mujercita means little lady.
Oh, well, you're a little lady, all right.
And corazoncito means little heart.
Oh.
Heart's the secret word.
You said heart, that's the secret word, so here's 50 smackers for you and 50 pesos for you. Now, what do those names mean in English? One means little heart, and what does the other one mean? Little club?
Well, I found a new definition for the heart.
Oh, 50 smackers, huh? How many pesos is that?
Pesos? You're good in mathematics?
Just forget it, huh? Now, what do you want me to call you? I can't keep track of these, Enriqueta and Fazio. What do you want me to call you?
Well, my friends call me Keta.
Keta. I'll just call you Sam. That's simple. Where are you from, Keta?
You mean at first?
Where are you from generally? Let's put it on that.
I was born in El Paso, Texas.
In El Paso, Texas?
See?
Now, your name is Peter. That I can pronounce, huh? You're the hardware man, is
yes,
that right?
Sir.
Where are you from, Pete?
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh. And how long have you been away from there?
Oh, about 30 years.
30 years?
30 years.
How old are you?
31.
Did you come by cab?
No, I was caught.
Where do you work, Pete?
I work in Beverly Hardware Company in Beverly Hills, Beverly's oldest store.
Oh, is that so? I go in that store frequently then.
We appreciate your patronage.
Well, I'd go in anyway. Now, what do you carry in your store?
Oh, probably 50,000 items.
Name them.
It'll take about a week, I think, to get them all.
Well, I have plenty of time. Make it the first week in August, huh? Why do you have to carry so many items?
Well, we have quite a number of things, and in those things we have different styles and sizes of the same thing.
Mm-hmm, I see. Well, could you give us an example?
Oh, sure. We take nails. We've got common nails, box nails, galvanized nails, finishing nails, roofing nails, flooring nails, nails with big heads, little heads, and no heads
at
all.
How do nails get big heads? I mean, the little nails tell them how pretty they are?
Well, it's a hit on the head from the start that does it.
Oh. Now, suppose I slunk into your store. Now, what are some of the things you try to hook me, sell me?
Well, we've got locks and butts and catches and even a Hawaiian wriggler.
A what?
A Hawaiian wiggler.
Hawaiian wriggler? Wiggler?
Right.
Could you get me a Hawaiian wiggler? About 108 pounds with blue eyes. Well, could you try?
Yes, we'd probably furnish you with better bait than maybe you've been using.
Well, that's certainly possible, huh? Now, Mrs. Vaccio, do you do anything besides housewifing?
Yes, I work for the youth services for the Board of Education.
Oh, really? Well, what do you do for the Board of Education?
I teach arts and craft to underprivileged children.
No. Well, suppose I was one of your pupils. How would you go about teaching me something?
Well, if you were a little girl, I would say, Maria, if you have an old skirt at home, bring it and I'll help you make an apron out of it.
Yeah, well, that's my racket, old skirts. I didn't want it. What else do you do?
Well, I also teach them how to sing and dance, Mexican folk dancing. And songs, the Lingam songs also.
Mm-hmm. Well, could you do something for us?
Yes. I'll sing you an Indian in Tarascan language.
You have to have music for this?
No.
Oh.
Cheparin, 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 toma te teco ningone. Ai chiquitiri, ai chiquimatore, ku wekin me wekin chupane. Corale churape tu male, ai, corale churape tu male. Ai chiquitiri, ai chiquimatore, ku wekin me wekin chupane.
That is very pretty. What does it mean in English?
Well, I don't know.
Well, that gives us something in common. You don't know what you're singing, and I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, I must say this has been very educational. And if you want an education, ask your dealer to show the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Now you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other covers, and you'll get a chance at the $2,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The taxicab driver and Betty Farrell won $305, and the secret word is still heart.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected music through the years as your category. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you risk?
15.
This song was popular at the turn of the century. Give me the title. I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now is right.
Have $35.
Now, how would you say that in Mexican? I wonder who's kissing her now.
¿Quién la estará besando?
Isn't that cute? All I know is Posse. Posse, Gracia, and Baracho.
What's Baracho?
Drunk. All right, you're going for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 35? I got Fenneman blood in me. I forgot to tell you.
$34.50.
You're going to bet $34.50? All right, this song was popular during the 20s. What's the name of it?
You're really climbing. You have $69.50.
Here's your third question. How much of the $59.60 will you bet?
$69.50.
Oh, yes. How much of the $59.60 will you bet?
Well, for $69.50.
Okay. The late Mildred Bailey helped popularize this song of the 30s. Give me the title. Old rocking chair has got you.
And you have $137.50.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $137.50 will you risk?
$135.
All right.
$135 smackers. This song is currently one of the nation's favorites. Okay, Jerry.
You wind up with $272.50.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Thank you.
We invited some women who work for newspapers to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Glenys Reason, and her partner is Mr. Henri Vallée, who has an interesting background, Groucho. And here they are. Folks, come on in and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Miss Glenys Reason, is that right?
Mrs. Glenys Reason.
Mrs. Glenys Reason?
That's
oh,
right.
I'm sorry to hear that. And Mr. Henri Vallée, eh?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Reason, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate to say that. What does your husband do?
He's a student at the Los Angeles College of Optometry.
Oh. But he can't see his hand before his face, huh? How long did you go together before you married him?
About a year.
Mr. Vallée, Where are you from, Hank?
Brussels, Belgium. Brussels, Belgium.
Oh, from Belgium, huh?
Yes.
Oh, Belgian, Brussels sprout, eh? Is your wife from Brussels?
No, she's Romanian.
Oh. So am I. Every morning I'm Romanian in bed around 9 o'clock. Where in Romania is she from?
Bucharest.
Oh, well, I'm Romanian in bed with my Bucharest. Henri, do they make jokes like that in Belgium?
Oh, no, they don't make jokes like this anywhere where I have been.
Well, just where have you been?
I have been in 32 countries.
Have you ever been in Nome, Alaska?
No, I haven't.
Well, it happens that that's the most popular joke in Nome, Alaska. They like them cold up there. And in the future, I'll thank you never to mention Romania again. Let's see now. What sort of work do you do, Lennis?
I'm in the classified department at the Santa Monica Outlook.
Oh, well, apparently I've been reading the wrong columns. Occasionally, I do look through the classified ads. They always seem to have a man looking for a rich widow. Or a woman looking for a rich husband. Do you have, you carry ads like that?
Oh, once in a while. Mm-hmm.
Do you help these people write their own ads?
Yes, part of my job is to frame the ad.
I don't want to frame the ad. I just want to frame the rich widow who runs the ad. Suppose I wanted to sell my house. Now, how would you frame the ad?
Well, the average ad would read something like, lovely 8-room house, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, enclosed yard with swimming pool, prominent actor, sacrifice, leaving town.
Does it say why I'm leaving town? Say, that ad sounds pretty good. I'll buy that place. As soon as I get rid of the dump, I'm living in that. Suppose I was looking for a rich young spinster. How would I advertise for that?
Well, you'd simply describe yourself and describe the girl you're interested in.
And you'd expect that to get results?
Could hope.
I think it would be better if I just described the kind of girl I'm interested in. If I described myself, people would think I was selling a secondhand lawnmower. I was a gay blade at one time. Well, help me out with my ad. Now, how would you frame it?
Well, I'd say something like, eligible bachelor, well-groomed, diversified interests, desire to meet rich, attractive widow, object matrimony.
I don't think that would do it. How about active, cultured gentleman looking for a 105-year-old heiress? What's that bad call? Object money. Henri, let's get back to you. Does your wife have any little Belgian pet names for you, like my little Belgian Harry?
Well, she calls me Puyo.
No, I said pet names.
It's a pet name.
Huey is a pet name?
It's a pet name.
What does it mean?
It's Romanian. It stands for little chicken.
Means little chicken, right?
It does, yeah.
Any man who allows his wife to call him Huey must be henpecked. Can you imagine that joke in Romania? Why does a Huey cross the street? Complains about my jokes.
It's not a joke.
Well, Henri, I've kidded you, but frankly, you're a nice fellow, and I've enjoyed chatting with you.
Thank you.
Isn't he a nice fellow?
Very nice.
Well, she's a lovely girl. I think I'm very fortunate.
Well, I think the three of us will be very happy. Now you're going to play your Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000. You run your $20 into more than the other couples. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The taxicab driver and Betty Farrell still lead with $305. And the secret word is heart.
All right, here we go. Let's see how I can build you $20. You selected famous men of foreign countries. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$19.
$19, all right. Paul von Hindenburg was the general of what country?
Germany.
Germany is right.
You have $39.
Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of the $39 will you try now?
38.
38. What nationality was the violin maker Stradivari?
Italian.
Italian is right.
You now have $77.
Here's your third question. How much of the 77?
76.
Geoffrey Chaucer was a famous poet of what country?
Chaucer. England.
England is right.
You climbed to $153.
And is your last chance to beat the other couples? How much of the 153?
She said all.
All of it? Okay. What nationality was the painter Goya? G-O-Y-A.
Spanish.
Spanish is right.
And you wind up with $306.
Whoa.
And that means that you, in just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
Oh, terrific.
Thank you, man. Just a moment. You're the winning couple by $1.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, good.
Now let's learn more about the spectacular new DeSoto Fire Dome 8.
Do you feel like an India rubber man after twisting and turning the steering wheel and shifting backward and forward to wedge your car into a narrow parking space? Then, brother, we've got news for you. Parking's no longer a problem. It's a cinch with sensational new DeSoto power steering. To turn the steering wheel, it takes actually as little effort as dialing a phone. That's right, with only one finger. Even when the car is at a standstill, you can turn the wheels easily, thanks to DeSoto Power Steering, one of the most remarkable milestones in automotive history. By an ingenious hydraulic system, power steering on the new DeSoto not only takes the hard work out of parking, but on the highway it makes your control of the car easier, safer, with less road shock. No matter how bad the road, DeSoto Power Steering lets you literally steer almost without effort. And friends, power steering is only one of the many great features that are yours to enjoy in the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. See it. Drive it. Now at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And here comes the winning couple, Groucho. Mr. Valley and the girl from the newspaper all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,000 question.
All right, here we go for $2,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. The capital of Tibet is a mysterious city surrounded by great mountains. It is the center of Buddhism and the home of the Dalai Lama. It's been in the news from time to time ever since you can remember. For $2,000, what is the name of this forbidden city, the capital of Tibet?
Lhasa.
Lhasa is right. What about me? Well, you win $2,000 plus how much in the quiz, George?
$306 in the quiz.
That's $2,306. Yeah. Congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. When you're walking, think for two, the driver and you. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.
Thank you for listening to the Old Time Radio Hour. Next week, we continue our salute to radio comedians with Eddie Cantor. And we won't leave Groucho behind because we found an Eddie Cantor show that features Groucho Marx as a guest. Please join us for more laughs. Until then, I'm your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for now.